Okay, so we are continuing on with our study of Daf Yomi. We are on the bottom of Chaf Amud Bet, three lines from the bottom. Amar Yitzchak. We are talking about Pasei Birah, which means the way that you'd be able to use well water, a cistern water that's located in Shetzer Avim by means of corner posts and side posts and boards surrounding it. So Amar Yitzchak Barada Lo Hutra Pasei Birah El Oli Argalam Bilva. So Rabbi Barada says they only allowed the use of Pasei Birah for when people made Aliyah L'Regel. That way they would be able to have water to drink, more easily accessible water, and that's why they allowed doing these not quite walls for the purposes of drinking water on Shabbos and Yom Tov because people came to visit the Beit HaMikdash. There's a lot more people in Yerushalayim than there normally would be, and they need to have to make sure there's enough water accessible for everybody, and this is the way the solution. But Tanya, Lo Hutri Pasei Birah El Gavim Behema Bilvad. So, wait, but didn't we read the Brita that says that you're only allowed to, we only allow Pasei Birah for animals? So, my Behema, Behema Olei Regalim. Right, so when we say, when we say behemoth, we mean the animals of those who came for the shalosh regalim, came for Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. That's who it was allowed for. Aval Adam, mitafes v'olam, mitafes v'yorei. But for a person, they can do that. Rather, they have to climb up and down into the well. So if we were living in India, they have these. They actually have these. They have very large steps going on, like huge complexes. That way, you can always walk down to the level of the water. And it is so not quite that fancy. But in Israel, if you go to a lot of cistern wells, you know there's also often steps leading down into the well, so you could actually get easier access to it without having to lower down a bucket from the top. Instead, you can also access it by means of walking down. So that's what they're saying. You should climb in and walk down. That's what you should do. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lo Hutra Pasei Birah Ela Be'er Mayim Chayim Bilvad. Wait, but I heard that when are we allowed to use Pasei Birah? Only use Pasei Birah if it's a fresh water well. Like it's a wellspring. But if we're talking about for an animal, then who cares whether or not it's a freshwater spring or if it's a cistern? So, beinan midi dechazi l'adam, right? So, what's the difference between them? It's whether or not you need something that's fit for, the point is that the water has to also be fit for a human being, right? So then if it's fresh water, then it's definitely fit for human, but if it's cistern water, it's not necessarily always going to be fit for human consumption. It might only be fit for animal consumption. Gufa, lo hutra pasei birah, ela behema bilvad. V'alam nefes, v'alam nefes v'yareh. Okay, so we said earlier that the pasei birah was only allowed for animals, but a man would have to climb into the well and to drink, get the well, and then climb out of the well. But if it was wider than even the human should have no problem. So but again, let's say if you have a large, if you you could also have a much larger well, which would be much easier to access. So, and also we also say that we also state that a person may not fill a bucket and hold it in front of the animal. Instead, he has to dump it out into a trough or something or some other receptacle, and then the animal can drink of its own accord. He can't actually bring the water to the animal to drink. So, Maki Flora Vanan, Imkain, Mahawi Lo Pasei Birah. Wait, so if, we're saying that the person must always go down, but if the well is built in such a way that the person can't climb down, then that means that he is then allowed to also utilize the Basi Bira, and meaning he can stand there and then, you know, and reach in without having to climb all the way in. Because if you climb all the way in, you're basically, it's all, you're in the Reshut Yachid that is the well of the cistern. That solves the problem. So I don't understand. If we're saying that a person, so basically what happens then is that if a human being can be treated like an animal, then we're very confused. What exactly is Basi Bira allowing? So Makilir Avonim came Mahu Ilu Basi Bira. How is it helping us? Mahu Ilu Ma'ot Man. What do you mean, what does it help you? It helps, it means that you're allowed to draw the water from the well. If you didn't have any Basi Bira whatsoever, you couldn't even reach in. You would be completely stuck. So El Mahu Il Rosh of Rubo Shapara. Is it so fine? So we'll say that it allows you to fill up the bucket, and then that's what allows you to do. But then what are you talking about saying that you have to have enough space for the head of the majority of the animal for if you're not actually, if the animal's not drinking directly from the well? Like, what's going on? So Marbai, how come I askinon v'evos ha'amlei b'shut harabim gavoa sara v'krocha harba v'rosh v'nechol z'ben abasi. Right, so Abaye said, What is the case that's Mukhudash, this was the from yesterday. Let me share the here. So this was what we covered. This was on the daf yesterday on yesterday's daf. So it's again, there's a little picture up on the bottom right of the Fus Vilna. But here's a little bit clearer picture, right, where you have the animal's stable leading into a manger, meaning the place for it to drink food, to drink water and eat food out of, and then the well's over here, and then the avos is going into the, between the pasi b'raot, so that way it can alleviate some of the issues of rishus v'rishus. And so, right, so we're saying that the manger, the avos, is considered to be a separate rishus, and since it is 10 tachim high and it's 4 tachim wide, therefore it's his own rishus. And we're saying that you're allowed to fill the bucket, right? So in that case, is the one where that's the case where the talking about, you're not supposed to hold the bucket and hold it in front of your animal. That's the case you're supposed to dump it into the avos, not hold it for your animal. This is what they intended you to do, is for you to build the structure looking as you have a diagram, because that would alleviate most of the issues. Okay. Now, Amar of Yirmiyahu bar Abba Marav, Ein Borganim Bababa, Lo Pais Barav Chutz Laaretz. So now we're coming up to another another structure. So we're mentioning how there is no, right, so there are no things, what are Borganim? So Rashi says, so what is a Borganim? It's these little huts that the, or temporary houses that the guards used to make by either by the fields or by the city, just to keep watch. Just think, like, you know, modern day, if you've ever seen, you know, a little guard house, but not one, not like, you know, very, not a sturdy, you know, built one, but like a temporary one, you know, the ones that they kind of plop down that you see some stuff from time to time, like that kind. So they say that they don't have these type of structures that aren't found in Bava, and similarly, you will not find Pasta Road in Chutz Laaretz. So, okay, so those are the pictures we're dealing with. So now back to explaining the Gemara. Right, so why are there no Pasta Road in Chutz Laaretz? Because there aren't many yeshiva there, and the pasbiro was something that's also not only designed for until now for a later galim, but also for those who came to learn in yeshiva apparently. But they do say that you can do borgen in Chutz Laaretz. So you think that maybe they're only, because this is stating the reality of where they're found, so maybe you can't use them other places. Saying, no, you can even use them other place. Well, if God be on. So that would mean that actually it works everywhere. It's not just localized in based on you know, Plug Bros only for only Regel in Eretz Yisrael, and the Korganin is only a thing in Tzlaret. They're saying, no, it's actually, that both would apply. They're just only stating the reality of where they're found. So, Ikad Amri, Amar Yirmiya Barada Amarav. So, right, so now we're going back to the same, to revisit the statement. Revisit the whole discussion we've been having, right? So, and Korganin applies to Yirah, Lo Bava, Lo Bechot Tzlaret. So, actually, Rav Yirmiya Barava says there are no Korganin. They don't have these little security huts. Or the possibly road, either in Babel or in Chutzlaretz. Borganim b'Babelo, Ishchichi b'Dkei. So why don't they have these Borganim in Babel? Because they often have floods, which will destroy them, because they're too flimsy. Well, they won't survive the floods. But Chutzlaretz, Nabilo, Ishchichi not Gondri. And why don't you find Borganim in Chutzlaretz? Because people steal them. So if you happen to be living in a certain place, apparently it was very frequent in those time period that either if you live in Babel, you'd have your huts flooded away, and if you live somewhere else in Chutzlaretz, somebody would probably come and steal your sukkah if you left it outside. So,
Rabbi,
yes,
I might have missed it, but did you explain the significance of the Borganin in terms of the Tchum?
We've yet to discuss how Borganin relates to Tchum, but we will get there.
Okay, because otherwise, what's this? Otherwise, what was the significance of Borganin? Okay.
We will. Right now, we're talking in terms of because we're trying to figure out where possibly route applies. So Borganin was brought in as an aside. We will get to the more details of Borganin in a little bit.
Okay. Thank you.
Possibly route, but Babel lo d'shuchi maya. So why don't they have possibly route in Babel? Because there's plenty of water. Because there's the Tigris and there's the Euphrates running right on through. Babel, so you don't need to have the pasuk to allow you to use cistern and well water. Chutzlaretz, namilo, loz kachimatufta, and in the rest of the world, in Chutzlaretz, you don't need pasuk aren't to be found because, and it wouldn't even apply because there aren't yeshivot there, which is one of the ways the times they allow to use a pasuk birat. So Amar Leir of Chista, Lamari Braid, Rav Huna Braid, Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba. Amri Atitu Bibarnash, Lebe Kanishta, Daniel, Pavit Plata Parse Bishabda. Eli Smith to Borganin. So, we're getting to this question right now. So, Chutzlaretz said to Mari, the son of Ravuna, son of Ravir, and Baraba. People say that you can walk from the city of Barnash to Daniel's Beit Knesset, which is a distance of three parsings, or Yabez Mil, on Shabbat. But how do you do that? Do you rely on the Borganin, on the fact that there are huts situated along the way for security guards? Is that you consider to extend the tchum of the city? But didn't your grandfather say in the name of Rav, and Borganin b'Bavel, but didn't you say that there's no Borganin in Bavel? So wait, so how are you relying on Borganin to extend the Tchum then? Nafik v'afile hana mutuvuta the Mavilon v'shivim ama v'shirayim. So he went on and showed him that there's all these little towns, there's ruins of these certain towns laid up all along the way, and that's how he was able to go the whole way. So here, so see there's Barnash over here, in this diagram over here, number 29. So we got the big city over here, and then we've got then basically the foreground. We have the we have the shul, and then because they're all within 70 amot a little bit, then that's a lot of that extending the city limits all the way there. So the option is according to the Tosfot, that when they say Matufta is not that there's, you know, little destroyed houses there are little houses along the way. Rather, it means that there's actually a lot of little cities on the way. And there's a lot of little farim, a lot of little towns on the way. So that's enough. And they're close enough together. And that's why you could get all the way there. Not because of many big cities, because of the little towns.
Rabbi, would it have to be inhabited places in order to extend the Tchum?
It would have to be Roy Ladira. It has to be fit to be for usage or currently being used. If it's an actual completely destroyed area that's unused, it'll be problematic. But within city limits, then you could say that it's part of the city. As far as the exact status of destroyed structures outside, we will get to later on in the Masechta, hopefully. So for now, that's, again, depending on how you hold for that, is whether or not you would like Rashi approach, which was their destroyed houses, whereas Tosfos, like, again, who's, again, as we'll see later about the problems with things that are destroyed, so Tosfos was saying, no, they're actually small cities, they're small towns instead, because that solves that issue. So, okay, so back to the Gemara. So, Amar Chista, Darish Mari Barmar, Maditiv L'chol Techla, Re'iti Kates, Rechava Mitzvotcha Ma'od. So, Professor Amari is expounding upon the verse. I have seen a limit to every purpose, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. Right? They're saying how we don't everything you people can understand, but we don't quite understand God's mitzvah. So, Davar Zeh Amaro David Lo Persho. David said this, but he didn't explain. Amaro Yoav Lo Persho. You have also stated a similar statement, didn't explain it. Amaro Kachav Lo Persho. You also said a similar statement, didn't explain it. Atchba Zachariah Ben Ido Farsho. Right, so everybody knew this statement, but none of them gave a proper response. Sefer Sariah ben Ido gave a good explanation. So Amar David Lo Persho. So when we said David mentioned it, but didn't explain. So Ditziv Lachol Tichla Reiti Kates or Kavam Shvamo. So Pasuk before, he doesn't explain what they were referring to. Amar Yehov Lo Persho. Ditziv Aruka Me'eretz Midah Rechava Minei Ya. It's measured as longer than the earth and broader than the sea, meaning we don't understand the mitzvah. Amru Yecheskel Persho, he said a similar thing, by Frosh Otal Fanai, Vihi Tuva Panim Vachor, Vatuv Ala Kenim Behegevai. So this is Yecheskel saying from one of his first quotes that, and God spread out the scroll before me. And it was written inside and the outside, and it was written in it lamentations, melodies, and woe. And I didn't understand what he was, what it was. Sarah explained what each of those things that are mentioned in the Sefer was. So when we say kenim, what are kenim? Kenim, zo poratan shal tzadikim b'olam hazeh. Kenim is the bad things happen to the righteous of this world. V'chein hu omer kina hu v'konanohu. As the pasuk says, lament and they shall lament in later on Yechezkel, right, reminds us of the word kina. Okay, so that's where that starts with the kina from. So, also by cutting the reality show, right? So the kufna nun means lamenting, and that's how we know that Yitzchak uses that one. Hagya zomatan charan shal tzadikim l'tiv lavo, and hagya is the reward that the righteous will have in the world to come. V'chein hu omer alei higyam b'chinor, and so that's why it says in Tehillim, the melody, the higyayon, higyul hay being the root of the lyre. Vahi, Zohi, Puratan Sharashayim Latilavo. And when it's Vahi, that's saying the punishment that the wicked will have in the world to come. Vachen Omer, Hova al Hova Tavo. And that's what it says in Yechezkel, calamity shall fall upon calamity, meaning all these things will happen to the bad people. So we still haven't truly understood, you know, what God meant to the end until what Zechariah ben Ido's Russia was, and how do you explain it? So what does Zechariah, the Navi Zechariah, explain it as? So we're going to explain it upon that pasuk. Tichtiv, Vayomer Eli, Ma Taroeh, Vaomar, Ani Roeh, Megillah Afa, Arka, Esrim, Vama, Brachba, Eser, Bama. So, Yechezkel, So even though Yechezkel did not know it, now Zechariah does. And he says, so when God asked him what you see, he said, I see a flying scroll. The length of it is 20 and the breadth of it is 10. Meaning it is 20, amot long and it's 10 amot wide. So let's get Parashah has some pictures. So let's utilize them while they're available. Okay. So here we go. Okay. So 20 amot. So this they're talking about a 10. So it's 10 meters, 10 meters long, and a little bit more than 3 meters wide. It's a very large scroll. So now, so he pashtal pashat But when he fully, and since it's lying, so that means that when you open it, it'll then be 20. Dagger on the left now. And it says written on the front side and the back. So, so we peel them apart. So that would mean it's inside and out. So that means i.e. both sides. So when you peel them apart, that means how much you have in total. Then you have a 40 amot by 20 amot. So basically 800 amot according to the God's measurement. Uchiv, mimadad, v'shalo mayim, v'shamayim, bazeret tikein. And the pasuk in Yeshaya says, right, just trying to figure out how big this is, because again, this is a nevuah, so it's not in the physical plane, it's in the spiritual plane, so we're dealing in terms of God's measurements, not now human measurements. So, and it's written, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out the heaven with his palm? So that would mean that, that means that God's measurements are, so to speak, the way that God's measuring things is, but far larger than our typical understanding of things. So that would mean that according to this calculation, that means the whole world is one part in 3,200 of the Torah. Because if God's hand is stretching out over, right, over all the heavens and the earth, and yet we're stating that the Torah is 40 of God's amot by 20 of God's amot, then we are very much off of the act of the measurement, right? So that means that our understanding of Torah is but a very small fraction. So now we have another some more drashot. Okay, so we divided it, we stretched it, and in terms of the total, so the total volume. This is comparing a seat or meaning it, right? So these are basically hand measurements. We've got the seat, which is the this is between the forefinger and the middle finger, and then we have the there, which is the hand breadth, which is from between the thumb and the middle finger. And then that's two tefachim and a third of an amma. So then when you do the calculations, it comes out to our 1 in 32,000. So very, very large gap. Okay. So I'm going to stop sharing now because the next ones will not have pictorial aids. So we're going to go back to I'm going to stop sharing. So now we're going on to the next Russia. Okay, so Amar Chisto Darish Mari Barmar Ma'ariti Dinesh Neitu Da'et Einim Muadim Lifnei Hechal Hashem. So what does the pasuk mean in Sukkim in your mouth mean? Which when it stated, right? So God chose him, and there is two baskets of figs set before the courtyard of God. So and then Hadurachat Tainim Tavot Maod Kitene Habokurot Hadurachat Tainim Raot Maod Asherlo Techala Meroa. So it's, and in front of them, two baskets of figs. One basket had very good figs, like the figs that are the first ripe, the tastiest ones. And the other one had very bad figs, so bad they could not even be eaten. So we're trying to, in the original context, this was referring to the people who had been shipped, the good people had already been exiled. And then the ones who were left were the dregs. Basically, because stating how a lot of the nobility and those with usable skills had been already been taken into Galut, and with Melchior Akim of Yehuda. So, but we're gonna be doing this in a different sense. So we say, "Tanim Tavot." Who are those? These are the These are the purely righteous people. Timarot El Rishon Gorin. What do you mean by the bad figs? These are the completely completely wicked people. Hashem Tamar Avad Ivram Avatal Siku Yam. And what lets you say that there's no hope for the wicked and that they are forever that they are forever ruined? Tamar Gamar Hadidaim not new reach. But the following pasuk says, sorry, another pasuk in Shir Shirim states, and the basket, the Judaim, these baskets of figs, shall give yield of fragrance. That would imply that both these and these will eventually give scent. I.e., there is nobody who is, who just like the stick and Gomorrah will in the future give off a pleasant scent. So too shall the so too shall the wicked. So I mean, the wicked are not completely gone, even though they are fully wicked. They always have a chance to give scent again, i.e., to do tshuva. Tarash Rav, my tshuva of Dudaim and Ureach. What is it? What do you mean by the pasuk of Dudaim and Ureach? In like, who are the Dudaim? So is it, like, so it could be flowers. It could be baskets, as we had just darshan. So what does that refer to? So Rava says, El Bachrei Yisrael Shlo Tamu Tam Chet. Who are these who have not given scent, who have given scent? So he interprets it as the Dudaim referring to the flowers, the which again, so what exactly is a Dudaim? It's either a jasmine flower or a mandrake. Again, subject to machloket. So this flower is referring to the young men of Israel who have not yet tasted of sin. Baal Tachena Megadim. Continue on with the drasha. Is that at our doors? Are all matters just a choice fruits? Elo Benot Yisrael Megadim Bitchem Abalayim. And who are at our doors? Men of choice fruits. These are the daughters of Israel, but Israel, who inform Magidot. That's what Magidot means, that their husbands about their passageway, i.e. telling them when they are mutar or asur, when the husband or lavi of their wives. Another option is that they bind their passageway for their husbands, i.e. they are not slipping around, they are instead remaining faithful to their husbands. Okay, definitely very different than I would personally have expected, considering the first half with the Shalotam Uchei. It seems to be very different Russian, but that is Russian. Okay, Chadashim Gamishirim Dodi Tzafanti Lach. Yes, there are no more Russia from Shirashirim. So, new and old that I've laid up for you, oh my beloved. I have hidden for you, my beloved. So Amra Knesset Yisrael Fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. So congregation of Israel stated before Hashem, Rabbona Shalom Hashem, Harbe Gzirot Gazarti Al Atzmi Yoter Masha Gazarti Alai V'Kiyamti. So Israel are stating, I decreed many decrees upon myself through the different things that are Derabanan, even more so than what you have. Meaning there's more Dinu Derabanan that are Dinu Deraita. And I have fulfilled them all, meaning that these are that the words of the rabbis. I have fulfilled them all, and these are added onto onto the words of the Torah itself. So Amar Leir Chesla Ahu Mirabanan Dehava Kamasader Agada Tekame. So Chesla sits the one who normally arranges the story, the agadic stories before him. Mish Mielach Chadashim Gamishani Mahu. So he asked him, "Have you heard ever anything about the?" What is new and the old? Amalai el mitzvot kalof el mitzvot kamarot. And the person who is in charge of basically the notes, the note taker back then, said, "Yeah, I do have a record of it. What is my record? That there are lenient mitzvot and then the more stringent mitzvot." So Amalai b'chitar pamim mitna. He's like, "What do you mean by saying that? Do you think that the Torah is given two separate times? One of which was, you know, more important that you do, one that's less important that you do?" Ela halalim divrei Torah, halalim divrei sofrim. No, that you can't say that there's, you know, like there's greater and lesser mitzvot. it's learned from God. From God is from God. Like, we only got Torah once. So what must we say that there's the new and the old? We're referring to the mitzvah that we came that we got from the Torah versus the ones we learned out from the Nakhmet of the Chachamim, the very Sofri. Darash Rabba. Okay, so now we're going to Darash Rabba Pasuk and Kohelet. So, my ditzi, Yoter Mehema Bnei Zahir, Asot Svarim Harbei. So when he says, more than this, my son, be careful of making too many books, there's no end. So what's that referring to? Bnei Zahir, Mitivrei Sofrim, Yoter Mitivrei Torah. Be more careful with Dinam Derabanan, than with the right Torah. Shadivrei Torah, Yesh Behen, Asev Lo Taseh, Shadivrei Torah, have a problem of a violation of Asev Lo Taseh, Shadivrei Al with different sovereign, call over on the very sovereign, chayav mita. Yet, if you were to violate a word to the rabbis, you are liable for death. Shavu tomer, im yesh ben mamash, mipnei ma'alon nechtavu. And if you
want to say, you're not going to explain what do you mean by that? We're not chayav misa for a divrei sofer.
I'm going to get there. Don't worry. A lot of the, so for this, it's, not referring to literal. A lot of times we say that not new physically ledivreim yoter kedivrei Torah. That the Chazal gave a lot more teeth, harsher punishments to the dinim derabanan than that of deraita because of people having a lax attitude towards mitzvot derabanan because they're like, oh, God didn't say it, so I have to keep that. As the next line of the Gemara states, no, got me right before I was going to read it. So Shema Tamar yet be mamash be ma'alo nechtavu. So what is people? What is one of the arguments people always say is that they don't want to follow the Rabbanan? Oh, if they really had any value, then like, why did God write them down if they were really of value? Why are you adding these Dinam Rabbanan? If God wanted us to do it, He had written it. Why are you adding all these new things? So Amar Kara, that's what the Pasuk states. Asut Farim Harvei Enkates. And therefore the verse says of making many books there is no end, meaning that it is impossible to have fully listed the entirety of the extent of Torah Sheba Al Peh. And because of that, right, so everybody's saying, oh, it's only Derabanan, oh, it's only a Masorah, it's only this. It's like, no, God could never have written down all of the intricacies of the Torah. You need the Torah Sheba Al Peh, and you're going to need the things learned at different Sofer, more Midrabanan. And because it would be impossible to write down everything that God had in mind, because as we were talking before about the size of the true Torah being 32,000 times the size of the world for its size. Again, a lot of things are they're done in exaggeration. So the exact numbers are, it could be more. Now, the point being is that there's no way for us to truly understand the depths of how big the Torah is. So don't start picking at the different Rabbanan just because they're not strictly written into the text. Okay, so now we're gonna have more drasho to the similar extent of why you should not make fun of Tivrei Derabanan. So a much study is awareness of the flesh. So Amar Papa Brei Deravacha Barada Mishmei Deravacha Barula Malmei Shekol Malig Al Divrei Chachamim Nidon Vetsov Rotacha. So another statement of Rabbi the son of Acha Barada, the name of Acha Barula, says that whoever mocks the words of the Chachamim will be sentenced to boiling in excrement, which is both a very painful and gross thing, which leads to the weariness of your flesh. Not very pleasant. Magiv Rava, Kitiv La'ag, does it say La'ag? No, it doesn't say the word La'ag with an ayin, it says La'ag with a hayes. So Ella, what does that mean? So really, the Rosh isn't stating that you're supposed to be roasted for not listening, for making fun. Rather, it means that whoever, so supposedly it's a positive pasuk, that whoever meditates, learns them, the words of Chachamim, will experience enjoyment as if he had the taste of meat. So even though right now it's 8 o'clock in the morning, we are all enjoying a very meaty feast by learning the words of the rabbis, by learning the Gemara. Okay. Tanur Banan. Ma'asibri of Bikiva Shahaya Chavush Beit Asirin V'haya Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi Mesharto. So Rabbi Kiva was in prison one of his many times. We kept teaching Torah in public. And Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi was serving him when he was in prison. Each day they give a measure of water. So one day, the prison guard saw Yehuda Gersi carrying the water to bring to Rabbi Akiva, and he said, "The water you have more than was normal, so you're probably using it to try and dig out of the prison." So he spilled a half the water, get another half of him to take to Rabbi Akiva. So then Rabbi Yeshua came over to Rabbi Akiva, he saw there's a little amount of water, and he said, "Yeshua, don't you know that I'm old and all depends on what you do?" Meaning, if you don't give me enough water, like I'm gonna die of dehydration. Right? So Sak lo kol tamra. So then Rabbi Yeshua explained to him what happened. Amarlo, Tanli Mayim Shatul Yadai. So then he says, "If you say, give me some water, so I wash my hands." Amarlo Lishtot in Magiin Latol Yadecha Magiin. So then Rabbi Yeshua was like, "Wait. If you don't have enough to drink, how are you going to wash your hands? Like, why are you washing your hands then?" Amarlo, Ma'ai says, Shechavim Alein Mita. What do I have to do? Because if I don't do the Din Rabban, I'm going to be Mita. Mutav Amut Mita Tatsmi. Va'Allah Hora Dat Chavirai. She says, better that I die of a lack of water than violate the words of my colleagues, the Chachamim. So he'd rather die than violate Din Rabban. Amru. So, lo tam klum ajehavim lo mayim tayda. So then they said, Rabbi Kiva would not taste anything until Rabbi Yeshua brought him water and washed his hands. Kishemu chachamim to devar amru mam diknato kach yelato alzap kamakam. This is how Rabbi Kiva acted when he was in his old age, and this is how scrupulous he was. Even when he was younger, he was even more scrupulous. Umah beit asurim kach shalom beit asurim alzap kamakam. This is how scrupulous he is when he is in prison. How more scrupulous would he have been when he is not in prison? And he had more ability to be observed than what Kazura had to do in prison. For more on that, this excellent piece by Nathan Sharansky, where he describes his, he both has a book as well as a lot of interviews, if you'd like to see more about trying to keep mitzvah under duress. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, B'shad Yitikin Shlomo Erevin Otil Yadayim, Yathabak of Amra B'ni, Im Chacham Libecha, Yismach Libi Gamani. So Rabbi Yehuda said to Shmuel that when Shlomo enacted the Erevin and Tilt Yadayim, a call came out from heaven stating, "My son, if your heart is wise, my heart will be glad, even mine." Meaning, that doesn't mean that God is also extremely happy by what Shlomo Melech did. But Omer Chacham Bini V'Samach Libi V'Ashiva Chorpai Devar. And it also says in regards to Shlomo, also from Mishlei, "My son, be wise, make my heart glad, that I may respond to he who taunts me." So, interesting how happy God was by the fact that Shlomo was mataking Erevin and as well as Yadayim. So, as far as which part of Erevin, that's subject to a debate. Whether or not if he was being matakin Erev Klatzei Rot and Erev Tzkunin, or if he was matakin the all the dinim derabanan of Erevin, let's say between Ereshit Tzatzin and Ereshit Tzarabim. And hopefully we'll get more to the here. So, and hopefully we'll get here. So let's just read the entirety of Rashi, right? So what's Rashi says the Gzera was the Gzera Shalol Otzim Ereshit Tzatzin Ereshit Hayachid. So he made a gzera d'rabanan that you shouldn't carry from the shut yachid to yachid because it might come to the derach from shut yachid to rabim. Right? Hanuti v'izen chakar tikein mashlim shasa as noyim Torah kozne kli sheochazin otoba. Basically, because this is a gzera that helps a lot because it prevents people from making mistakes. And it allows them to have better observance of the laws, because when that, a lot of them without the Gzera D'Rabbanan, you'd be just a hair breadth away from violating a Ister D'Oraisa. So having these extra handles to help you get along with things makes things much easier. So that's why I got, that's why I got so happy with these Takanot Yud Rabbana. So Darish Rabba. Mayneti b'chado di neitzei atzadeh nalina b'kfarim nashkima lakramim nir'eh im parcha ha'gefen b'tach swadar hinatzer manim sham eten et dodi lach. So Rabba is interpreting the pasuk in Shir Shirim. Come below, let us go forth into the fields, let us lodge in the villages, let us get up early to the vineyards, let us see if the vine has flowered, if the grape blossoms have opened, the pomegranates are in flower, there will I give you my love. So come below, let us go forth into the fields. I'm Rakanesi Israel, thank you, Baruch Hu. Ribono Shalom. Al Tidinini, Yoshvei, Krachim, Sheish, Pan, Gezel, Arayot, Vishvot, Shav, Vishvot, Sheker. So, Bnei Israel are telling God, don't judge us like the people who live in large cities who are always stealing and where they're stealing, licentiousness, false oaths, and different types of there's oaths to no effect as well as swearing falsely. So let's go out to the fields. Instead, let's go out to the fields and I will show you where there are great scholars who are learning Torah despite the hardships. In Alina, Bakfarim, let's lodge the villages. Al Dikri, Bakfarim, El Bakufrim. Bo Ereka Otam, Shehishbata, Lehen Tavav, Hen Kafruba. So, in the villages, it means rather not villages, but the deniers of God. So, come and I will show you the nation of the world. You showered with good, yet they deny God's existence. Nashkim alakramim, elu batei kenasiyot, ubatei midrashot, nira im parcha haget. All right, so then what do we say? Let's go out to the orchards. That's the batei kenasiyot, ubatei midrashot, where people get up early and go to. Nira im parcha hagefen, the grape when the blossomed, elu balei mikra. These are the people who, vineyards of blossom. These are the learners of the Mikra, of the Torah and of Tanakh. Bitakla hafadar el bale mishnah. And those, and for the pomegranates. These are the masters of. Sorry, smadar is that of the flowers. So that is the people who learn mishnah. And then the flowering of the pomegranates, that is the people learning Gemara. Sham etain et dodilach. There I'll give unto you my loves. So what are the loves I'm going to show you? These are the ones that are greatest are actually the praises made by the sons Bnei Israel as they praise God. So it appears that we're out of time, so we will be.
Rabbi, I don't know about everybody else, but I think if you went another 5 minutes to finish the daf, I think that's probably okay. I don't know.
Okay, so then I'll totally try and wrap up. No, I'll totally push it on Sunday to the next fresh out then, if people are up for that. Okay. Okay. So Amar Hununa Mighty Tree by Bear Social Alfi Mashal by Yi Shiroch Khamishava Aleph. Aruna says, what do you mean that there are 3,000 proverbs and his poems were 3,100? Malmeh, Shamar Shlomo, call al kodavar v'devar Torah shloshat alafim hashal, al kodavar v'devar shloshafrim chamisha v'elaf tamim. Means that Shlomo, if we refer to the Torah, 3,000 parables, and for each and every word, for each and every word of the scribes, he gave 1,000 He gave 1,005 reasons for each and every one of them. Darash Rabba Mainati Vyoter Shaya Kohalat Machacham Od, they made Da'at Ata'am, Vizim Vikay Tikain Shalav Rabim. So, what we're talking about is the greatness of Kohalat, and he says that Kohalat was so wise and he taught wisdom to all, and he listened and he expounded and he made many parables. So, they made Da'at Ata'am, Dagmore Bipsimane Ta'amim, Vaspore Mai Dedamile. So, the thing that he taught knowledge to the people, meaning he taught it with the extenuation marks in the Torah, and he explained each every matter by something similar to it. V'zein v'tikei tikei m'shalim rabim, amar ula amar rabbi Eliezer. Right, so what do you mean that he listened and he investigated and then he made many, many parables? So Ulan and Rabbi Eliezer says, "B'chil hayatur damala koyfash ein la aznayim, ajaba shlomo vasal aznayim." So in the beginning, it was Torah like a basket without handles. It was unwieldy and hard to use. And then Shlomo came along and made handles for it, meaning he made it much easier for use. As well as we mentioned before about the Divrei Derabanan, that it allows you to use it better without leading to possible terrible things occurring. So when it says that, like we're saying that, I'll get back to Shir Shirim, that his head is the most fine gold, his locks are wavy, and his black is a raven. So what do we mean by, we're talking about his wavy locks, what's it referring to? That it is possible to darshan from every single stroke of the letters and mounds and mounds of laws. So based on the words of the pasuk, you can learn out so much just from every single, not even the whole letter, but even just the stroke of the letter. But so this is again the next part of the pasuk, was that his hair is black like a raven's. So whom do you find these words? The Misha Mashkim Ma'ariv Alei Beit Midrash. So where do you find that the words of the Torah in him is? You find somebody who gets up who gets up early in the morning and stays up late in order to learn the Beit Midrash. Rabba Amar the Misha Mashkir Panav Alei Karev. And Rabba says that he black face like a raven, meaning he who is whose face gets dark from the amount of effort and toil he puts in in order to study of Torah. Okay, so that is the end. So now just to quickly summarize. So we went through so today we started talking about where, why, and when the laws of Pasuk Yerod apply, whether it means all of Israel, was only in Israel, or it's of Lazarus as well, why it was originally established for the sake of those who are going, either coming to make Aliyah Regal, or those going to learn Yeshiva. We spoke also about the various, a lot of different examples of why you should listen to the words of Chachamim and why it's bad if you don't. We also spoke a lot about the praises of Shlomo, as well as those who would learn Torah, both for those who rise early and learn late. And hopefully we'll continue in our learning, both early and late. And I will hopefully see everybody tomorrow as we continue on with Daf Chavtet.
Shkoyach. Thank you.
Right, thanks very much.
It's interesting, Rabbi.
Yeah.
This is my fourth time going through Erevin. First time I did it, I hated it. Okay, it's so tough. It's all Divrei Rabbanim, and it's not anything like anything else in Muadim. Then we do a Siyum, a Brotherhood Siyum every year, and everybody takes 10 prakim from Nevi'im or different parts of the Torah, Tanakh. So I learned Yecheskel one year. Wow. And there's a pasuk in Lamed Beit that says, "Vavakesh michem ish goder geder ve'omed baparetz." And I just sort of sit up in my chair and I said, "That's Erevin." And then I worked into it and looked at the Mefarshim, and I understood. Erevin is a mashal for tshuva. Ah. And when you start going through it, I have to give you a drasha on the Mishnah on Mem Tet.
Looking forward, yeah.
Yeah, it's about Misha halach baderech b'cheshcha lo, and the derech is a way of life. B'cheshcha lo is he gets off the derech, and I'll point it out to you when we have some time. But it's fascinating when you understand that all of Erevin is a mashal for tshuva, and it's applicable to now, this time. Wow. With Elul coming. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Sounds great. I'm looking forward to hearing the full version.
Okay.
Rabbi Wolfson, Shikach. Very good.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Everybody, have a good day.
Have a good day, everybody.